أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Kahf, we've looked at five sections. We started off with the Quran having no deviation, and then we looked at Ashab Al-Kahf, the two gardens, guidance, and we looked at Musa and Khidr. So we looked at these three parables, the stories of Ashab al-Kahf, the stories of the two gardens, and the stories of Prophet Musa and Prophet Khidr. Well, today we look at the fourth parable, the fourth story, which is Dhul-Qarnayn. And this is from Ayah 83 to 98. So let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He starts off by saying, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ Dhul-Qarnayn. And they ask you about Dhul-Qarnayn. قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Say to them, I will recite to you an account of him. So who are these people who asked? Well, these were the Jews who asked about Dhul-Qarnayn. And let's first talk about him a little bit. Dhul-Qarnayn, there's lots of opinions about him. But more likely, it was Cyrus the Great of Persia. He was a Persian ruler who had an expansive kingdom. He traveled as well to the west and the east, just as we will find in this section. The remains of his grave or monuments have been found. And there's also a crown that had two horns. Dhul-Qarnayn means one with two horns. And it may have referred to the two kingdoms of Persia, which were separated as such. They were put together or reunited by Dhul-Qarnayn. And then through this reuniting, he also expanded the empire. Now, let's see how the Jews were so familiar with his name. Well, in Surah Al-Isra, we saw how the Babylonians under Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem. They killed half the population and took the other half in captivity. Now, the Iranis or the Persians under Dhul-Qarnayn, it has been said, went back and conquered Nebuchadnezzar and freed the Jews, giving them leave to leave Iraq and resettle back in their land. And so that he became famous in Jewish history. This is about 500 years before Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and thus the interest in him. Now let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He says, Inna makkannahu lahu fil ardh. We established him in the land. We made the land easy to travel for him. وَعَتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْنْ سَبَبًا. We gave him all the resources to be able to accomplish his missions. Now, that first mission. فَعَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. So he followed a mission. He followed a course. So what happened? Ayah 86. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَغْرِبَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَغْرُبُ فِي أَيْنٍ حَمِيَةٍ وَوَجَدَ إِنْدَهَا كَوْمًا. Until he reached a place where the sun set. Now this is talking about the west. And he found the sun going. And the section ends with Dhul-Qarnayn telling them that the only way, he declares to them, that the only way this barrier was constructed, or the ability to construct it, was a mercy was from his Rabb. And the awfulness of Ya'juj and Ma'juj from the people, they were saved from it by their Rabb. Because he says, قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّي. This is a mercy from my Rabb. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ رَبِّي جَعَلْهُ دَكَّ وَكَانَ وَعَدُ رَبِّي هَكَّ. And you know what? When the promise of my Rabb comes, this will be leveled again to the ground. And the promise of my Rabb is ever true. So this in essence is the story of Dhul-Qarnayn. And we will continue with the last two sections, inshallah, Surah Al-Kahf, in our next talk. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.